pretty clever, man. Is that what it mean in front of mine, too?
Can I give you his quote?
Please do.
They were just better than us.
Well, that was obvious.
I told my team I got outcoached. You guys got outplayed. We'll watch the tape and move on. I mean, it was a tough night for everything in Cal's universe. I mean,
blame, enough blame to go all the way around.
His team is going through it. Gibson's Donuts is going through it. Anybody check on James Davis? He okay? Make sure he's okay. Because everything in Cal's...
I'm sure Paris has checked on him.
Everything Cal's touching right now. Be careful. I mean, it's gone to dust.
What about the Wiseman recruitment? Is that going to go to dust?
Over.
Oh, man.
Over.
You sound confident about that.
I think James Wiseman's going to Memphis. I mean, I think it's over. I mean, I think he's going to Memphis. That's what I think. Can you imagine watching that last night? If you're James Wiseman, what you think? Oof. Be a part of that.
He wasn't there.
Get your doors blown off.
Some of the people that felt like that was a loss last night, I'm wondering if they thought that because Wiseman wasn't there, that's over too.
Yeah. Duke looks really good. Kentucky's not. Listen, Kentucky's going to make the tournament. They're going to be
Thank
fine.
Thank you. I'm glad they're going to still make the tournament. I was concerned.
Yeah, like I did
pick them to win it all, so that's looking bad.
That looks horrible.
Don't say horrible.
It does.
Don't say that.
It looks horrible.
Duke could get put out by an NBA team.
Oh yeah, no. Duke can get put out by a random team. You know, who was it? It was Lehigh. It was Lehigh that year with CJ McCollum that put him out in the NCAA tournament. They could.
I guess that's right. I was thinking about that Mercer one that Tennessee advanced on. But didn't Mercer put them out one year too? Duke?
Did Mercer put Duke out?
I think Mercer
Pretty
put
sure,
Duke
yeah.
out. That was a year
yeah,
I was
so
over there covering.
They could lose to Lehigh. They could lose to Mercer.
Or the Golden State Warriors.
But they looked very good.
Take that.
They looked very good
real.
Last night.
Looked like Alabama, dude.
Did you see that dude? He cuffed somebody's layup, goes down the other side, drops the dime, a chest bounce pass right to the guy for a dunk layup.
Kansas looked good too, though. I mean, with Dedrick not even particularly playing well, had almost a triple-double. I mean, I think Kansas, proved some things. I mean, that was a top-10 win for them.
Well, we knew they were loaded. I'm personally interested in how it's going to work out for LeGerald Vick this season. You know, at one time there was talk of whether or not he would go pro. He ends up coming back. He's a senior. He's been there the entire time, plays 32 minutes last night, goes 1 of 7, only has 2 points. I'm worried he'll be the odd man. Look, he's going to respects him because he's a senior, right? Mm-hmm. And he's done it before. He's had some good scoring games. Started out real well last year, but kind of trailed off. Hadn't been able to keep the consistency going. LeGerald Vick from Douglas High School right here in Memphis. This is last year at Kansas, and I'm hoping for him that senior season is going to be better than it looked last night. LeGerald's going to play. He's going to be a pro somewhere, probably overseas. But maybe he'll get a shot in the NBA, and I'm hoping that there's enough balls to go around at Kansas that he can get a little taste as a senior there. But last night, that was more on him. 1 of 7, 2 points. One of the only Kansas starter, if I'm correct here, that was in single digits. Yeah, Dedrick 20, Azubuike 17. They are loaded, John. Grimes had 21 and Dotson 16.
Yeah, I think, listen, I mean, anything can happen, but I think the winner of the tournament is probably coming out of those four, probably coming out of that field right there. I mean,
KJ, 10 minutes, 1 of 1. Field goals. It was a three-pointer. Scored just 4 points. And that was always the concern about,
right.
Okay, if you're going to go with him, how much are they going to allow you to play? How much to them are you just a toss-in?
Right.
You know what I mean? That was always the question I had. So hopefully KJ get more minutes than that in the future for Kansas.
No doubt about it. All right, when we come back, Mark Giannato is going to join us at 1:25. I think we should, listen, this is a civic thing today. Today is a civic celebration in my opinion. I think, anytime, Penny Hardaway gets his first official win as a University of Memphis basketball coach, that's cause for celebration. I mean, like I said, I think there are two types of people in this world. There are people who try to take the good in things, and there are people who try to take the bad in things.
That'd be you.
I don't try to take the bad in things.
Yes, you do. Titans do. All you do, look for bad.
That's because most of the time,
Grizzlies.
The Titans are bad.
Grizzlies, same way.
And that's because the last few years, the Grizzlies have been bad. And I've been honest about the Tigers. Listen.
The last few years?
Yeah, the last two years. The last 2 years, the Grizzlies.
They made the playoffs.
Well, this, okay.
John, don't be acting like you were saying, don't blow this thing up 8 months ago. Stop.
They made the playoffs 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, I mean, they did. They did.
And don't act like you've been telling us Grizzlies got to do it all your life, change things.
But, I mean,
you just got over here.
In fairness to me, though, last year felt like three.
Well, that I'll give you.
You know?
That I will give you.
feel like
that'll age. Those kind of years age you fast. Make you forget, don't they, John?
They do. They definitely do. It feels like a distant memory.
Do you give them any chance tonight against Denver?
I mean,
up against a break.
I'll give them a chance because they're at home.
Yeah. Well, Denver's just 3.5-point favorite. That means there's a chance, John.
I'll give them a chance.
Will Barton not playing? He's hurt?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could win. I mean,
there it is, Bennett.
I mean, Bennett is right in the sense that you look at this Denver team, and they're good. They are very good.
Yeah.
But...
I've been hearing butts on Denver. What is the butt? The only team they've lost to is, they had a letdown game against the Lakers, but they've beaten Golden State.
Right.
They've knocked off a ton of good teams.
But they are also on the road, and you know, with the
Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies are undefeated.
At home. That's
correct. That's got to keep the streak going.
Accurate.
So I give them a chance.
I know that's your big one, baby.
I give them a chance.
I'm hanging on it. I'm hanging my hat on it. Win tonight versus Denver, one of the best teams in the league. Tomorrow we're coming in here, and it's all highlights, right?
Correct.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's worth
it. Putting it down right now.
That's
you
worth
put,
it.
You beat Denver.
It's a highlight
It's highlight
game.
Day.
It's a highlight game. Yeah. Lose to Denver, not a highlight game. Even if it's honorable, Bennett. Just want to get that out there.
We don't do highlight games after L's.
No.
Have we not done that before?
No. Never. No moral victories.
Loss is a loss.
We don't do that here on this show.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll come back. Anyway, I think today is a civic celebration. I really do. So I think we should take calls. I think we should take calls from the community and the people who watched last night. And just get their thoughts on last night's proceedings. How emotional were you? What'd you think of the team? Any other thoughts you'd like to offer?
Some people are ready to jump off the ledge.
We got time. I've been told.
No, don't jump. Don't jump. That's what we're going to do.
I've been told.
Don't jump off the ledge.
I can't report
Tyler and I going to go zero again.
535-377-6535-ESPN. I have been told by several sources Memphis has work to do before LSU.
How in the world were you able to pry that out of somebody?
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told.
Memphis is what?
Memphis has work to do before LSU.
Bennett, can you believe
it? I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So anyway, 535-377-6535-ESPN. Your thoughts on the University of Memphis first game of the season, Penny's debut as coach. What'd you like? What did you not like? That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
I'm Hart Robinson, and I've got the Memphis Boat Center. We've been a customer with Frace for over 30 years. Security in our business is really important. And so we always talk to somebody that's local. Scheduling an appointment is simple and easy and always very courteous, and it's nice to deal with them. I would highly recommend Frace Protection.
For smart home security, choose local and call Frace Protection today.
Call 755-1800. Your local home security pros, Frace Protection.
Tennessee License 0268.
Downtown Dining Week celebrates its 10th anniversary November 5th through 11th. Join Memphis' most popular dining experience for a week of great eats at prices that can't be beat. Nearly 50 downtown restaurants are offering three-course dinners for just $20.18 and lunch specials for $10.18. Restaurants like Grecian Gourmet, Aldo's, Carolina Watershed, Felicia Suzanne's, 117 Prime, Majestic Grill, and many more. Go to downtowndiningweek.com or visit us on Facebook for more info. Sponsored by Coppola Winery, Herradura Tequila, and your local distillery, Old Dominic.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised nearly $5 million and awarded more than 1,000 scholarships across the country. You have changed lives. Help us continue this honorable mission. Learn how you can help the Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program at sportclips.com.
Good health insurance doesn't have to be expensive.
At Ambetter of Tennessee, our plans are better for your budget.
We provide care at a much lower cost.
And you may qualify for financial assistance to help pay for your coverage.
Sign up for the most affordable care today. Call 1-833-TN-BETTER. That's 1-833-TN-BETTER.
Ambetter of Tennessee is underwritten by Celtic Insurance Company. This is a solicitation for insurance. Wiley Imports, the Mercedes-Benz repair and salvage parts specialist. Our company now has a foreign and domestic car parts salvage yard located at 3763 Old Getwell Road in Memphis. We not only pull the parts, but we deliver to auto shops in business for over 35 years. We have engines, transmissions, body parts, pumps, original wheels, starters, mirrors, and more. Wiley Imports, 362-3081. We also buy junk cars. Wiley Imports, 3763 Old Getwell Road.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Book It Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Book It Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is where you know you are always going to save between 50 and 80% off retail store prices every day of the week. They are the winner of the CA's Memphis Most Best Mattress Store in 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018. They carry the top name brand in mattresses with the Serta Eye Comfort and the Simmons Beauty Rest. They also carry the complete line of Serta adjustable bases as well. They got a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. And if you don't find the furniture that you want on their floor, they have a huge kiosk full of furniture for you to browse through as well.
I've got one of those Serta adjustable bases from Michael Zellner. Wife and I sleep fantastic on it. We've also got those pillows. You can make your own Sleepy's Ease, as you know. And you will sleep well on it, too. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau with a perfect 5-star BBB customer review rating. With nearly 500 positive reviews, no other Mid-South mattress furniture company has more. Sleepy C's offers several different financing options with up to 48 months financing available. That's a good deal. It's even better when you mention you heard it on the Jason and John Show or any show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Michael's cool like that. When you go in, you're going to get that additional 10% off anything in the store, from those mattresses to the furniture to the pillows. Sleepy C's located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. You can call them up at 901-692-6200. Again, 692-6200. Sleepy C's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed, baby.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Real quick, I want to give my wife a shout out. It is her birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday, Sam! What is she? 19.
Sam is 20 something. See, that's growth. I would have said the real number 2 years ago when we started. I would have
said
the real
number. You don't do that with women. Very good.
She is 20 something, and
it's not like she's old enough to where that rule applies. So it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm just going to play it.
You get no credit.
I'm playing it safe. And she is the rock of the family, for sure. She keeps the house, she keeps the house afloat.
Is she listening or something?
Someone inevitably close to her will be.
Oh.
Okay. So just want her to know we love her, and we appreciate everything she does. We hope she has a very special day.
Show loves you, Sam.
The show loves you so much, Sam. All right. The show also loves the city of Memphis, and we love hearing from the city of Memphis every chance we get. Big game last night for the University of Memphis. It was Penny's first game. It was Jeremiah Martin's last first game. So we want to hear from you. What did you guys think of the debut of Penny Hardaway in the 76-61 victory over Tennessee Tech? 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We go to Toby. Toby, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much. Hey, I would just like to say, I think, you know, I was glad we got the win. It was a pretty good win. I would have liked to see it look a little bit more cleaner.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, as far as the freshmen, I think they just missed some shots. And, we got a 15-point win, and they didn't play well at all. So, I mean, I think we can, we can just go up from there. I don't think they'll come out and do that a whole lot. Well, my primary concern with the team is I don't want this team to have the same problem that, like, a lot of Josh's teams had, where we were just so thin up front that when we play upper-level competition, we went out and got embarrassed because it looked like grown men playing against little boys. And had Texas Tech maybe had another big guy that was, like, on the caliber of that one dude, we might have been in trouble last night. Like,
right.
When I looked at Maurice and Wingen, I just didn't see the desire to attack the ball on the glass. As far as the guards, I'm not really worried about the guards. I think that'll work itself out. My biggest thing is when it comes to inside play, it's either you got the muscle or you don't. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that we're not here for getting exposed on that front. Mm-hmm. Because when I actually watched, after that game went off, I switched to, after that, I watched the Kentucky and Duke game. And the difference just jumped off the screen. I was like, whoa, it was like I was watching a different league or something.
In fairness, you kind of are right now. I mean, that's...
And right now, every other fan base in college basketball is probably looking at it that way, too, right now, when you look at Duke.
Yeah, so I definitely don't think Memphis is unique in that sense. But it's a fair point on saying, Toby.
Toby, you're one of my same concern with those bigs.
That is a fact.
No question about it.
Maybe Mike Parks, maybe it looks a little bit better, right, with Mike Parks.
It better look.
I hope so.
But we will see. Toby, appreciate the call, brother. As always. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Al in Binghamton. Al, you're on.
What's going on, Jason? What's going on, John?
Yo, brother.
This is not James Wise's mailman, even though I'm out here delivering that mail.
Okay.
I want to give a shout.
Who do you deliver mail to?
Probably everybody else, man. I want to also, John, don't let Jason give you a hard time about The Rock, man. I was up there and we saw a Rampage together. Good movie, man. Rock, good movie.
Terrible movie.
Great movie.
Sound like you've been brainwashed by John.
Great movie.
On the Tigers, though, man, like the other caller said, man, the guard's going to be the guard, man. It's kind of like Golden State. When they miss shots, they miss shots. When they hit them, we hit them. Last night, I looked at the box score and I didn't watch it the first time. I had to go back and watch it later. But I looked at the box score, and I saw 0 for 6 for Tyler. I saw 0 for 4 for Wingett.
Yep.
And then I looked at the game, and I said, you know what? And Jason, I know you said some of the shots, Tyler looked like he forced it. Mm-hmm. I saw maybe one or two shots he looked like he forced, but the rest of them, like, they were wide open. They're, wide open jumpers that he's probably going to hit most of the time. Even Wingett, he had a couple of shots. They were wide open, wide open jumpers. So,
to your point, Penny thought most of them were open, too, last night. Penny thought most of their threes were open threes, shots they will knock down, to your point.
Yeah, man. So you get about four or five of those threes, man, and the score is a totally different score. And I just think it's like we're going to have a jump shooting team this year. And if they, and I like the fact that we got Jeremiah and you got Davenport there. So if the jump shots are not falling, you got those guys that you can fall back on, and if those freshmen hit a couple of those jump shots or let one of them get hot, oh man, it's gonna be an excellent team to watch this year.
Yep,
right about it. Hey, Al, appreciate the call, man.
Brother.
535-3776-535-3776.
I like what I'm hearing.
What'd you think of the game last night? Are you ready to jump off a cliff?
Or
do you believe in this team? Are you somewhere in the middle? Let's go to John in Oakland. John, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? First and foremost, I just want to say that everybody in this city has to be happy that Penny's first game. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Amen.
Second thing is, Tyler Harris was my worry last night. He just looked small compared to everybody else on the floor.
Oh, he is. Yes.
And then the rebounding, that's just where I'm stuck with the rebounding. That's going to be a hard thing to do. And I don't even want to get into the free throws. I think that the beginning of the second half, I think it was 18, 17 minutes into the half, and there was already the three fouls.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something they'll get through. But overall, I'm happy. I'm excited about the team. I'm going to stick with them. We're going to beat LSU next week, and we're going to rock and roll this thing.
Dig that, John. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, brother.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Were you encouraged by what you saw last night? Are you concerned? Where are you on the Memphis basketball Tigers? We go to Daniel. There Daniel, he is. You're on.
Gentlemen, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, look, how is it 30 and 10 treated as if it's pedestrian numbers and there's no real acknowledgement of what that kid did under
time.
The circumstances of needing to step up? Now, that, I don't think that's right, bro. And, Jason, you holding it down and alluding to it, but it's almost like it's nothing. And I think it's because y'all don't want to talk about whatever y'all don't want to talk about, but the fact that he did that under those circumstances, that needs to be acknowledged way more because he really put the team on his back. As well as Martin, as well as some other guys that I just don't know. 30 and 10, dude.
No doubt.
Come on, man.
No, I'm with you.
That was impressive, Daniel. It was impressive. Nobody said it wasn't impressive.
Jay, you don't want to give that credit to Tubby and to Esposito for bringing him here, John. Make him do it, Daniel. Make him do it, Daniel. Straighten him out.
I'm not even thinking about that.
Give the credit to Espo.
I heard you and Jeff early this morning, Tyler. Man, dude, come on, man. Like, he unleashed Martin. I ain't even talking about Penny doing this thing. And I told you, it's hooping finna go on, and the balance will come into play. But 30 and 10 and to not truly hype it up, and we worried about what the guys that y'all want to see, because I guarantee if Tyler had hit them threes, we've been talking about him.
All day.
So, 30 and 10.
I have no agenda. Daniel, I have no agenda.
Daniel, you're keeping it too real for John right now.
I have no agenda. I would celebrate all those players equally.
Great.
I would also say, too, that the rumor around this time, not around this time, but around the end of the season, was that if Tubby was retained, Keevan Davenport would not be a part of that program going forward.
Oh, my Lord.
So we're going to treat that rumor with credence just like we treat DJ Jefferson when coming to meeting.
No, that's
DJ Jefferson when coming to Memphis, right? That was a rumor, too. But obviously, that's not the case. And Keevan Davenport, bump, man. Shout out to Keevan. Hold it down. Memphis, do your thing. Penny, do your thing. It's all Memphis, but come on, man.
100%, Daniel. You're right.
Daniel, we got to move on as a community, brother. We got to move on as a community. It's over.
Dude, I've moved on. I'm a loyal fan. I didn't have to change. I've been loyal, consistent throughout. You were the one that had to get back on board. Remember in a minute.
Not because of anything that the program did. Well, I guess they hired Tubby.
Man, he hung up in your face.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, I thought we were having a good, a good conversation.
All you do is you won't give Tubby the credit.
I mean, you can't tell me that you moved on, and the first point you come on here and try to make is that we're not giving Keevan Davenport enough love because he was a Tubby recruit. That's ridiculous.
Well, I did. I tell you, he said I did. He said it on Twitter.
Yes. I mean, I'm sorry, Daniel. That's just, I'm not with you on that one.
Tip of the cap to Espo. He was taking credit for it last night.
Great.
Dude, we have got to move on from this crap.
Dude, I mean, well, to his,
I mean, it doesn't
his
matter.
Biggest point,
they got fired,
is that Keevan deserves love for last night. 30-10 is a monster game.
Keevan deserves love. That's it. Did he put up 30 under Tubby?
You can't throw a shred of thank you to Joe for him.
No,
John.
My gosh,
John,
no. Dude,
you got to do better.
Why would today's
boy
story,
we have changed?
Why would today's storyline be about Tubby? Anything Tubby did?
Do you remember when we were walking through the desert, John? Do you remember it?
Yes.
The talent was low.
Yes.
And we were on here last year, and I think rightfully so. I know people are like, oh, it's just not the caliber player we do. If Joe Esposito hadn't recruited the players they had, John, they wouldn't have had a team. And we were giving him, we were one of the few giving him credit for it.
Am I in the sunken place?
Oh, please.
Today is the give Tubby Smith all the credit in the world.
Who is this guy? Give him all the credit.
Oh, my God.
John, I have said.
You guys have lost it.
No, because here's the deal. You're the one that jumps around from position to position to position. I've said the entire time that Memphis has the best parts of what was a solid team under Tubby Smith last year here.
Yes.
And Keevan, what's unrealistic about that? Is that too much credit to give to the previous staff?
I just think
they're gone. They've got their money.
We can
sit here and say they recruited those players
and be factual about it. Yes, but that performance did not happen under Tubby Smith and Joe Esposito. Yes, they recruited him here on a team that disappointed and underwhelmed.
But he averaged 16-6 under Joe and Tubby, and we said he was a good player last year. Yeah, exactly, and they recruited him
so
here.
So they got the credit last year.
I'm not saying go out and have a parade for Tubby
That's
and Joe.
That's what y'all just try to do.
But we're saying, thank God, Keevan Davenport is here. Because if he's not, John, there's a good possibility they lose that game to Tennessee Tech yesterday.
But it's Penny's first year. Like, it's Penny's first year. By the time he gets his players in here, it won't even matter. He had a top 30 recruiting class with 3 weeks to put it together.
Penny Hardaway has told us, basically, John, this won't be, to him, a transition season where it's just all up in the air. He's trying to make the tournament.
Yeah.
So now, are you on board or not?
Like, all I'm saying is
that's what I'm saying.
You can't.
Is it a throwaway year or not, John? You got to pick one or the other.
Well, it can't
Penny
be.
Thinks it's not.
Well, so now it is because it's a throwaway year.
So now
he's not going to say that.
Now forget it all, Keevan, and just get out of here. Forget the what are you talking about?
If they get Wiseman, it doesn't matter. Nothing that matters. What happens this year?
That's fine. I understand that. That's that. It would be that way for any program outside the Power Five to get the number one prospect in the nation.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden now you're sour on Keevan Davenport.
I'm not sour at all on Keevan Davenport.
You can't be a big enough man to say thanks, Joe Esposito, for recruiting Keevan Davenport. That's ridiculous.
No, I just think
when you were sitting up
weird.
Here giving that dude credit 8 months ago because he was the only positive thing they had going for him on that staff.
Yeah, but it's over. Like that era is done.
I understand, but what do you gain by being unable to say thanks, Joe, for that one?
Because it's just not a relevant topic of conversation. It's not a relevant topic of conversation.
It's not the center of the conversation, no, but you can at least do that. I don't understand what you're gaining by refusing to say it, by refusing to acknowledge it.
You want me to bow? It's too much credit.
It's too much credit to the position.
I bow.
Now, see,
I bow.
In extreme. I deal in reality. Nobody's asking you to bow down to him. All we said was say, hey, man, it was good that he was there last night, huh?
Guess who
recruited him? Joe Esposito. Good job.
We'll agree. It was nice that Keevan Davenport was there last night. We can. I'm trying.
Daniel got you triggered, and then you got in a spot where you look where this looks silly now.
I'm not triggered at all.
Yeah, Daniel got you triggered.
I just think it's silly on the day after Penny Hardaway's debut that anybody would even so much as mention the name W. Smith in relation to last night's win.
He may not win it, John, without Keevan Davenport. He may not.
But that was Penny's. It happened under Penny.
I understand that, but it's not like the kid was Babbage last year, and all of a sudden Penny's got something out of him.
He was solid. I didn't tell you
16-6.
But that's why, he stayed because of Penny, though.
John, nobody opened the show today saying, give all the love to Tubby and that staff. All we said is, oh, well, man, good thing that he's here. Just like, John, I've said for the last 6 months.
All right, well, Joe and Tubby appreciate it. Joe and Tubby appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's go to T-Bone. T-Bone, you're on.
John Martin, what's going on, bud?
Hey, man, what's up?
Man, I'm depressed that Alabama whooped us once again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, it's just getting depressing and old. But I didn't get a chance to watch y'all play last night. I was just wondering how y'all look, man. But I did watch LSU. We looked pretty dominant. And I heard a caller say y'all going to beat us. So what's up with that, man? How'd y'all look?
I think the team looked, decent last night. The shots didn't go in. I think LSU is further along as a program than Memphis is right now. So, they'll be favored. They'll be favored next Tuesday. But it should be a fun game either way. T-Bone, appreciate the call. Let's go to Sam in Raleigh. Sam, you're on.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I love Penny, and I love the University of Memphis, and I love what he's doing. I think he's going to bring us back. The thing is that there are players that are coming through this area that are going to be NBA players that are going to be going to other schools that they've pretty much overlooked. But for the classifications that they've been looking at and the hype that these folks have gotten, then I think he's doing the best that he can do. But I wish Memphis the best, and I certainly hope I wish Penny the best, because I don't want to see anything happen that happened with Larry Fitz.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call.
Yep. You too. Amen on that.
And then let's round it up with Kelly. Kelly, you're on.
Jason and John, how y'all doing?
What's up, bro?
Man, I got to say, I come to the game and I had to leave about 10 minutes in the first half. But that little time I was there, the excitement, when Jeremiah hit those back-to-back three-pointers, the top seemed like it come out the building.
It did.
But like I said, I heard the rest of it on the radio in the second half. Shots just wasn't falling. But I promise, I think I'm still feeling good about the situation, because that veteran leadership with Davenport and Martin, those freshmen going to get it together one way or another. It's just, last night it might have been all about nerves with them. So, of course, they, kind of roughed some shots maybe and just wasn't falling. But I think in time, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
I agree, Kelly. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, brother.
What a nice, calm, placid way to end the segment. We're not going to fight about Tubby Smith today or Joe Esposito.
I don't understand you sometimes.
I miss Tubby as much as you and anybody
else. Well, hello there.
That staff did make us fight, didn't it? That's what that just brought back, is we were just angry people.
We're supposed
it
to.
I'm having PTSD.
We're supposed to have. Seriously, we're supposed to have come together now.
I gotta calm down, man.
All right, Margie and I is gonna join us when we come back. We'll talk to him about other things.
Don't mention
it. We're not gonna bring that part up, okay?
Please do.
We'll ask him. Mark loves Tubby too. He tells us every time how much.
Then ask him how much credit he deserves. The first question.
Please
don't. Stop it.
We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Over 10% of people in the world suffer from chronic undernourishment. That's 1 in 10 or 815 million people. Every day, millions of Americans struggle to feed their families and face food insecurity. Food insecurity means they don't have access to enough food to support a healthy lifestyle. Tennessee is one of the most food insecure states in the nation. 1 in 7 adults and 1 in 5 children struggle with hunger in Tennessee. Please join Advance Financial this November as we collect non-perishable food items for local food banks across the state. We'll be collecting canned tuna and chicken, canned vegetables and fruits, boxed pastas and cereals, peanut butter, and powdered baby formula. We're collecting food at all 24/7 Advance Financial locations. Please join us in this fight against hunger. Advance Financial, welcome.
Food donations will be accepted at all West, Middle, and East Tennessee Advance Financial locations from November 5th to November 30th.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Cool fall evenings have finally arrived. Will you be getting the most out of your furnace? With a simple phone call to Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can ensure your home comfort system is operating at peak efficiency. Our $95 central heating system tune-up ensures optimal performance and efficiency and reduces the likelihood of a breakdown. You'll save money by keeping operating costs in check and enjoy worry-free comfort all season long. Call us today to schedule your $95 fall tune-up special at 255-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Hey, Jason Smith here, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I want to introduce you, maybe to some of you, reintroduce you, to Eric Winston. He's a man you need to know and the owner of Winston Insurance. He's a Memphian, an insurance broker, and a former Tigers football player, played with D'Angelo Williams. Born and raised in Memphis, played at Kirby High School before the University of Memphis. He's got all the answers when it comes to your insurance needs. I want you guys to give him a try. Let Eric put together a tailor-made insurance package. It's going to fit your life, home, auto, life, commercial, whatever you need. Eric is partnered with over 24 insurance companies. He's going to make sure those companies compete for you and give you the perfect package. So give him a call at 901-275-8173 and let him take a look at your situation. Again, that number, 901-275-8173. Or you can visit him online at winstoninsures.com. That's winstoninsures.com. I bet you he can save you some money and have you better covered than you are right now. That's Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, in Tennessee.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis's hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com. Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Group and REMAX Experts. They are the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. Ladies and gentlemen, they are the official realtor of the J&J Show. We tell you about them every day, and rightfully so. They're miracle workers. That's what I call them. They sold a house I thought I would never sell. They did it in 6 days. They got me full asking, and the buyer paid for closing costs. What better deal can you ask? Then, John, they got me in the home of my dreams. They took care of it all, brother. They're the best.
They are amazing. They are the best in Memphis, and it's because they do things differently. They offer a ton of extras. that they don't feel are extra at all, and they do not charge extra. They've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years, and they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days. Let them do it for you.
That's right. The website is livelovememphis.com. I suggest you go there. The phone number is 685-6000. Again, 685-6000. I suggest you call it. When you do, I suggest the person you ask for is Jennifer Carstensen. She's the quarterback of the team. She's got Robbie Marbury working for her. She's got April Darnell working for her. It's a dream team, and they're going to do dream work for you. The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Usually this takes place on a Friday, but we've had to move some things around, and we appreciate Mark Giannotto for being flexible.
Man, yes.
Mark, of course, is the sports columnist over at the Commercial Appeal. He was in the building last night for Penny's first win. He joins us now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Not much, guys. How are you?
We are good. We are good. What did you think? I mean, just your general takeaway. There seemed to be a little bit, if I'm to gauge Twitter accurately, there seemed to be a little bit of a cloud over it. Everybody seemed to be a little disappointed. Where were you on it?
I definitely wasn't disappointed. I mean, the second half was sloppy. I mean, the team didn't play great in the second half. But I thought the first half was electric. I thought, to me, the point of last night, like, yes, we can dissect, like, the things that went wrong, how the rebounding is going to, you know, is a concern, how, you know, they didn't shoot the ball well, the freshmen didn't play that great, the newcomers didn't play that great. But, and I just thought last night was about, you know, that first half especially, it just felt like a real atmosphere again. Like people were alive again. And, you know, like after Jeremiah hits that second three-pointer early in the game and just the place goes nuts, it was just good to see that again. And, you know, yeah, it wasn't perfect, but they won by 15. I just wasn't expecting a perfect performance from them. And frankly, I think they're going to take some lumps in non-conference play because there's a lot of new guys. It's a new coaching staff, and it's a tough schedule. And so last night didn't change anything I thought about this team just in terms of what they're capable of. I think there's going to be some losses in non-conference play, and you look at this schedule, there's a chance this team is like 4-4 or 3-4 or, you know, something like that after 8 games. And even then, you know, people might be worried then. Like, I won't be, because as Penny sort of alluded to after the second exhibition game, this is about, to me, I've never really prescribed the theory that this team was going to get an at-large berth in the NCAA tournament. I think they're capable of making the NCAA tournament, but it's because I think they're going to do well in conference play once they figure out who they are. And right now, these games are about figuring out who they are. And if anything, I think the fact that they struggled in the second half, you know, might end up being a good thing, because if they had just cruised in this game going into LSU, just like they kind of cruised in the exhibition games, you know, I wanted to see some things exposed, and they were in that second half. And so now you have a week to fix it for LSU. And I mean, frankly, even if you lose to LSU, I don't think it's panic time or really anything to be worried about, because, you know, winning on the road against a top 20 team with 8 new players wasn't going to be easy to begin with. But I wasn't encouraged or discouraged about last night. I thought it was just, you know, it was good to just see this team out there, and it was good to see the crowd back, and it was good to see. I mean, they struggled in the second half and still scored 76 points, and it was just a more exciting brand of basketball. And so that's how I look at it. Like I said, you're probably not encouraged by it because that second half was so sloppy, but I just think you can harp on the negatives, and I'm sure that's what Penny and them are going to be doing over the next week, but it just doesn't feel like, to me, it doesn't feel like time to say, oh no, this team isn't as good as we thought it was. Like, you know, it's a bunch of new guys who are playing together for the first time. And I'll be honest, it looked a lot smoother than the first game last year, if I recall correctly, when they played, I forget who they played, maybe like Little Rock or something. And it was like, it just felt like a struggle the whole time. Whereas last night, there was never a moment during that game where I was like, well, you know, Tennessee Tech's going to come back and this is going to come down to the wire. As bad as they played in the second half, I don't think the lead ever was not double digits. So, it was what it was. It was a first game under a new coach, and things didn't go perfectly. But I think over the next couple weeks, the fact that things didn't go perfectly might end up working in their favor.
Were you surprised, as I was, Mark, to see Alex Lomax, who had just two fouls last night, play just 9 minutes, about 9.5 minutes in the second half after getting about 16 in the first half? I was, because to me, and maybe I've been influenced by, you know, by the city of Memphis and everything else, or just Penny's relationship with Alex, I'm thinking, well, that's going to be the one guy that I know is going to be on the floor all the time because he's the one Penny trusts most. I was surprised to see him sitting, and then to hear Penny say, it sounded like, look, I'm frustrated with him toward the end of the, you know, after the game is over, he's talking about Alex in the game. You know, he didn't have his best game, Penny said. It sounded like there was some teaching going on there in the second half.
Yeah, I think the turnovers have been a little bit of an issue for Alex so far. You know, he's a typical freshman. He has, you know, five passes where they're just unbelievable, and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's going to be just a fantastic point guard. And then he has like four passes or four plays where he's, you know, forcing the issue too much, maybe overpassing in some ways.
I thought he was gambling a little bit too, Mark, last night. I thought he was gambling
defensively. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the whole team was, you know, there's a fine line when you're playing that full court pressure.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I don't think, and that's I think, part of what they're going to have to grow from over the next week is you can gamble if the rest of the team, and Penny has sort of alluded to this, I want to say after the second exhibition game, if you're going to gamble, you need to have a team that is in sync behind you to cover up when that gamble doesn't pay off.
100%.
And I don't think this team is at that point yet. Mm-hmm. And that speaks to, again, this sort of the growing pains they're going to go through, and hopefully they've sorted out by the time January comes around. You're just not at a position now where – you know, if Alex or Tyler or whoever gambles on for a steal, I don't think this team is cohesive enough yet to where they can cover up for those mistakes. And maybe you hope they get to that point eventually, but I also don't think it's fair to expect them to be totally cohesive like that when they're just, you know, this is all brand new.
No question.
This whole system. And so, it was interesting to me just that whole sort of dichotomy between the fact that, quite frankly, the veterans played pretty darn well,
mm-hmm.
and the newcomers looked like, you know, the freshmen looked like freshmen. I think they were the new additions, like players who were playing their first game in a Memphis jersey, were a combined 6 of 28 from the floor last night. And I would say, especially with the freshmen, I don't see there being a game where all of them play that poorly at the same time again.
Yeah.
You know, like I find it hard to believe. Like Tyler's going to have another bad game. Alo's going to have another bad game. Winget's going to have another bad game. Antoine Jones is going to have another bad game. And they'll probably all have multiple more bad games because they're freshmen. But I don't see them all having a bad game at the same time like they did last night. So I'm not as concerned about that. You know, I think it seems like people are really talking a lot about how Tyler was 0-for-6. Mm-hmm. And I think people who have watched Tyler in high school know that this is part of who Tyler is. Like the fact that you occasionally you're going to get a game where he's just off a little bit, but you take that because there's going to be a few games where he's just unbelievable,
no question.
You know? And I think it just comes with the territory with him. And I think that it's just poorly timed that it happened to be the first game of the year, but I would not be, I would not, if he bounces back with a big game against LSU, just knowing him and his sort of MO as a player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we're definitely in agreement there.
Either.
I think, listen, there are a lot of factors last night. And I agree with you. I mean, that could very well be Tyler Harris's worst game of his career. The one concern, though, that I do think that carries over, and Jason and I have talked about it, is the rebounding. And I guess I would just ask you, how much do you think Mike Parks, when he returns, fixes that?
I think he'll help. I don't know if it's going to be a thing you're going to fix this
right,
year
right.
with this team. I think it's something they're going to have to overcome with, whether it's with this press that they're playing or with these heavy guard lineups where you may give up something on the glass, but you're going to create mismatches on offense because you're going small and basically seeding the rebounding battle. I think the rebounding is going to be an issue all year long because I don't think, you know, Keevan did pretty well on the glass last night. I do think Parks will help because I think he showed in the second half of last year.
Yes.
I think sort of what got overlooked a little bit. Yes, he scored the ball a lot better, but he also was rebounding the ball a lot better last year. And he's not athletic, but he knows how to use his body. But I just don't think he's going to be some magic fix for it. I think that, you know, there's a reason why Penny has said the perimeter and the guards are the strength of this team. It's because they're the strength of this team. And I don't even think, even if you get Lance Thomas, like, I'm not sure he's the great, like, I don't think that's his strength either. He's more of a shot blocker and offensive guy. So I just think it's something, honestly, it's not going to be fixed until you bring in the 2019 recruiting is what's going to fix the rebounding problem. I don't know if there's a solution. Like, you know, I think their goal should be to break even in every game. That should be the goal. With this team, and if they can do that, you've got these dynamic guards who I think, you know, and just these lineups and this sort of wide open offense where you can maybe minimize the impact rebounding has on the game because of how you're going to be able to spread out teams with the mismatches you create.
Yep, I agree. Mark, we appreciate the time as always, man.
Thanks for the adjustment
being flexible,
too, man.
Yep, appreciate
you, Mark.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Good stuff.
He is Mark Giannotto. Covers all things sports for the Commercial Appeal as the Memphis sports columnist. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Are you a man facing divorce? If so, listen carefully. Divorce affects all areas of your life, financially, emotionally, and mentally. It changes the relationship that you have with your children, perhaps even more than you think. My name is Joe Cordell, and I know how hard divorce is because I've been there myself. Our firm works hard to protect the interests of men during the process. We represent men like you who want to protect their financial interests and the relationship that they have with their kids. Everyone involved in a divorce is affected by the breakup of the family. Cordell & Cordell tries to help you through this tough time so that then you can move on with your life.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Spending the summer seeing all 50 states.
Ready, jump!
From 13,000 feet in the air. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercut stylists pay attention to every detail, so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.
Check out our newest location at 5224 Airline Road in Arlington or log on to supercuts.com to find a location near you.
It's a whole new ball game at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica with the new sports book. Get in on the sports betting action with the wall of big screen TVs and roomiest seats available in the comfort of Samstown's exclusive sports book lounge. You can cheer on all your favorite teams. Put your sports knowledge to good use and win big. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. 'Cause it just still arrived. Samstown
Casino. You don't want just any Wi-Fi. You want Wi-Fi from Xfinity that lets you stream in every room in your house, from your attic to your backyard to your basement. You want Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want, so your kids can watch their show on the TV downstairs while you watch the game live on your tablet upstairs. And you want Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, and awesome. Just get started with Xfinity Internet for just $29.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Just go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 12/30/18. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change after agreement. Regular rates do apply.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day? We'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, no matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near O'Reilly Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you will get better parts, better prices every day. They've got the parts you need to get the job done right. Their stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It's beautiful, cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality, and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Outdoors, Inc. is a family business that has been outfitting Memphians since 1974. They've got a Midtown location on Union Avenue and East Memphis locations on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue. So head on over to Outdoors, Inc., where the service is as high quality as the clothes.
Hit the green with today's perks deal. Half off golf specials from Riverbend Links in Tunica, Mississippi. Get yours today at getmyperks.com.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tell you about my man, Dr. Lewis Burgess and Burgess Dental. They are the best in Memphis. He is the best dentist in Memphis because he does it all. He does everything. Some dentists don't do what Dr. Burgess does. For example, he does same-day crowns. He does cosmetic dentistry, the standard dentistry stuff, teeth cleaning, all that. He takes care of it all at Burgess Dental. He accepts most insurances, and he's my dentist. He should be your dentist, too. He played college basketball. He loves college basketball, loves the Grizzlies. Easy guy to talk to. That's important when you're going in for, you know, people entering your mouth, strangers entering your mouth. You want to be comfortable, and that's what you'll be with Dr. Burgess. For me, for a long time, I was self-conscious. I was self-conscious about my smile. I had braces. They didn't achieve what I'd hoped they would achieve. But I got with Dr. Burgess. We consulted, and we figured out a solution. They fixed my smile. They'll do the same for you. Just hit them up. Burgess-Dental.com. Again, the website is Burgess-Dental.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. ESPN. Grizzlies are in action tonight, Jason. It's a big one. It's a big one. It's not even a, it's not even a big bargain and fun. This is not a bargain. This is a real deal Holyfield game right here.
Okay.
Because you have the visiting Denver Nuggets, who are 9-1 on the year, Jason. They are second in the West. Visiting the Grizzlies, who are on a little bit of a skid. They're on a skid, I would say. That's how I would describe the Memphis Grizzlies right now. You got Jamal Murray coming in, averaging 19 a game. Nikola Jokic has always kind of been a little bit of a problem for Marc Gasol. So this is going to be, I'm not going to say it's a must win. This is not a must win. You can breathe. But if you can somehow manage to get this one, that almost negates. No, it would negate. It would negate the Suns' loss. It would definitely negate the Suns' loss. And that's what you hope to do.
It's one of the best teams in the league right now.
Yeah.
Denver's playing like it. They've got the resume to prove it, having knocked off Golden State, the only team that's beaten Golden State this year. And the only loss, to a Lakers team that snapped up and beat them one night. I mean, this team could easily be undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about it. They got a lot of everything. And right now, they're good on both sides, right? Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know if they stay among the league's best defensively. I think they're still, you know, they're up there top third. But I don't know how sustainable that is. But offensively, they're one of the best. And they, right. they got weapons up down the lineup. To your point, you made this point the other day. They're not playing Will Barton right now. They are loaded. They've sort of been building toward this for a while.
Yep.
Right? You've seen the progression. And here they are. And they've come out and they've, you know, the curtain's open and they're one of the better teams in the West. It will be tough as far as I'm concerned, because to your point, Jokic usually eats.
Yeah.
Against the Grizzos.
But here's the deal. I'm going to need Bennett for this one. It's very important. When it comes to the Grizzlies at home, Jason, they are what, Bennett?
They are undefeated.
They are undefeated, Jason. Do you hear that?
Have not lost a game yet. Mm-hmm. Inside FedEx Forum.
The friendly confines.
Correct.
Of FedEx Forum.
Hope they can work the magic again tonight. What we know about that is that Garrett Temple will be good, because he always is in home games. He's going to score 20 or 30 points tonight. I mean, that's what the stats bear out.
Yeah.
He's been extremely comfortable at home. And
he is broke on the road.
A different player, basically, at home.
He is broke on.
Been better on the road, but not. It's different at home. He shoots like 78% at home.
That's what they say about role players, right? The role players are always better at home.
He's been a good addition. So, I don't know if I'd go as far as to call it a revelation like you call Shevin Mack, but it's darn close with Garrett Temple in home games.
I assure you, Shelvin will continue to reveal tonight.
I'd like to see a
reveal what?
I'd like to see a nice Kyle Anderson game. About due for
it's
one.
Time
of those.
For slow-mo it's time to step for, up and have a big one offensively.
He is reaching Chandler Parsons, what the hell did we do territory? Okay?
No, he's
stop.
Not.
Too far.
Not that bad. All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests today, Rob Doster, Sean Salisbury, and Mark Giannotto. Tomorrow on the show, we will be joined by NFL analyst legend John Clayton. He will join us. We will talk NFL with John Clayton, so I'm looking very forward to that. You know John Clayton. Remember, Mom, I'm done with my segment.
Get all John Clayton.
Yeah. Absolutely. He'll join us tomorrow. That's going to do it for us today. Air Cast Time's up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
It's a whole new ball game at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica with the new sports book. Get in on the sports betting action with the wall of big screen TVs and roomiest seats available in the comfort of Samstown's exclusive sports book lounge. You can cheer on all your favorite teams. Put your sports knowledge to good use and win big. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. A gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. Could it just feel right? Samstown
Casino. Car guys know not all motor oils are created equal, because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hi. Hi, folks. Bob Burkin for Sunrise Buick GMC. Wait until the time's right to buy that new or used car or truck. Well, get rolled on the Sunrise because your waiting's over. 800 new cars and trucks to choose from. Discounts up to $10,000. Factory rebates high as $5,000. Immediate financing low as 0%. A $5 million used car inventory specializing in cars and trucks under $10,000. Credit not so hot? It's okay. Sunrise has a financing plan for everyone. If you like saving money, it doesn't get any better than this partner. Check us out at sunrisememphis.com. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville. We make it fun to buy a car again.
Only 25 cents.
Oh, my goodness, a fortune teller machine.
Oh, here, put this in.
Soon, your high blood pressure will require very expensive prescription drugs.
Your blood pressure?
How did he know about that?
I see everything.
Let's get out of here.
You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan. We've got you covered.
Wellness. It's important. Why not feel better with a therapeutic massage from Massage Envy? Not only can massage therapy for men alleviate stress and tension, it's also been shown to relieve neck and back pain, reduce heart rate and high blood pressure, and improve athletic performance. Massage Envy offers deep massages, deep muscle therapy, aromatherapy. So take care of yourself and call Massage Envy today at one of the four convenient Memphis locations, Midtown, Germantown, Collierville, and Cordova. Visit massageenvy.com to find your most convenient location.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.